All right, if we can open our Bibles tonight to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Just been doing some little verse by verse study here in this portion of the Bible. It's a kind of a closing checklist that Paul gives to the Thessalonians. And you got to remember something about the Thessalonians. These people were being persecuted. I've heard it said that their persecution they were experiencing was so extreme that they were wondering if they weren't in the tribulation already. And things were tough. People were losing jobs or losing their property because they were Christians and they were being displaced and so forth. And so when you consider that they were in a very difficult situation, that they were being persecuted, that they were suffering, this verse takes on a little bit of a new meaning. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, if you would, please, and verse 18. He says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now let's see if we could not stand and read that together. I think that's a really important verse to even memorize. So if you'd stand with me, if you would. And we're going to read that verse together and then I'll have a word of prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Father, thank you tonight for our church. Thank you for each one here. Lord, thank you that we know tonight that when we pray that you hear our prayers. We have our petitions before you, as the Bible says. And we know that you are a God that can answer our prayers. So you have the power, you have the wisdom and the knowledge, and you have the understanding that's necessary to answer our prayers. And Lord, sometimes you don't answer them right away. Sometimes you don't answer them in a way that we expected. But Lord, we know that because we prayed tonight, that your Bible promises that there will be answers. And I thank you for that. Lord, help us to understand this verse in a way that would be truly life-changing. And it could be if we would listen to it. It could be a life-changing verse. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So this morning, about 5 o'clock, I arrived at one of the scrap yards that I go to. And this one particular place, what they do, it's really kind of fascinating. All the cardboard boxes that people ship things in, mostly grocery stores, they ship, you name it, whatever you buy at the grocery store, it came in a box. And so all those boxes, after they are used, they take them and they collapse them and they wrap them in baling wire and they sell them to somebody for whatever they can get for them. And right now, cardboard's selling for 30 cents a ton. Not a lot of money. $30 a ton, I'm sorry. Still not a lot of money. But anyway, so this place I go to, what happens is they take all this cardboard and they clean it up, they rebale it, they take the plastic out of it, and then they sell it to people that make things out of it, probably more boxes, right? But it's amazing what you find in some of this cardboard. For example, we found a bunch of Christmas cards the other day. Occasionally, they'll find a case of apple juice or something like that. But there's always little scraps of food, the box of pasta that got broken or the flour or whatever. And there's not a lot of that kind of stuff. You have to go looking for it pretty hard, but you'll see pieces of food every now and then. So anyway, I'm working in this place where they've got all these loading bays and these trucks come in and then they load these trucks with this cardboard. And so there's cardboard everywhere. You got to imagine a room about 10 times the size of this room, mostly full of bales of cardboard that weigh about a ton each. And where I'm going with this is, there are these birds, and there aren't very many of them. I think I'm trying to keep track. There's about three or four of them, but there's a couple of them that I'm starting to recognize, and they're there all the time. And they'll sit around in the rafters, and they're looking for some food that fell out of a piece of cardboard, and they must be doing pretty good because they're fat. And I was looking at those birds, and I was thinking, you know, those birds, they are the most inconsequential. Nobody planned for them to be there. I'll see one of them running along the floor trying to find something to eat. And then, you know, they'll take a few pecks of this or that, and then they'll fly back up into the rafters when a forklift gets too close to them or whatever. And I thought of those birds. Those birds, they are inconsequential in the world. If they lived or died, nobody would care. But God takes care of them. Amen. You understand that, don't you? Amen. The Bible says God feeds the birds. Amen. And I thought to myself, these irrelevant birds that just picking up scraps of food that they can find here and there out of these cardboard boxes, these irrelevant birds, and God is feeding those birds. Folks, if God cares about those birds, don't you think He cares about us? Amen. That's what He said in Matthew, wasn't it? Now, this verse, in and of itself, like I said in my prayer, could be a life-changing verse if we believed it. And I just want to read it to you one more time and break it down. It won't take long, but you got to believe this. This is not just something that you hear and you walk out and you go, oh, that was interesting. This is the truth. This is what God says. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I went to hunting one time in my Bible. If you ever just kind of get a question in your mind, you go looking for the answer in the Bible. The Bible has answers.
Amen.
So I was looking for, what is the will of God? Does the Bible ever say this is the will of God? And so, you know, you do your word studies. You know what a concordance is? If you ever had a concordance, how many know what a concordance is? Okay, for those of you that don't, just a few of you. A concordance is a book that lists every word in the Bible and where you can find it. So, for example, if you wanted to find the word grace, you could go to a concordance. It's a book, and it would say grace, and it would list all the verses that have the word grace in them. Now, nowadays, we use the computers to do that a whole lot, computer Bibles. I don't use books much anymore, but books are good to use, and I've got a couple of those concordances, and I use them once in a while. So way back when, this was, oh, I don't know, probably 1980s somewhere, I thought, you know, I want to know what the Bible says about God's will. And I went to look in it, and I was hoping for a list. This is the will of God, this is the will of God, this is the will of God. It's not there. The truth of the matter is, this is the will of God.
Amen.
Okay? And I want you to know something. The Bible says God is, now listen to me, God is a rewarder. He will reward you if you diligently seek Him. You say diligent. What does that mean, Pastor? That means you work at it. You don't give up. You keep on trying. And you'll find out what God wants. Amen. You'll find God and what He wants you to know. So I was looking for those verses, and this one right here is about as good as it gets. And let's read the verse again. He says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, I don't want to diagnose this to death and take away the power of it, but there's a couple of words here you need to understand. First of all, now be careful, let me explain this. It does not say for everything give thanks. All right? For example, I am not thankful when a child suffers. I don't thank God that the child is suffering, but I can thank God while the child is suffering for what God can do.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? I am not thankful for the fact that one of my loved ones has died and gone to hell. But in that situation, I can give God thanks. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
Now, we've got it so good. In the first place, here you are on Wednesday night. Don't get too much ego going here, but this is the cream of the crop, so to speak. These are the folks that will come to church. Some folks will come to church on Sunday morning, and that's about the end of that. Some folks will go to come to church Sunday morning and Sunday night. Okay, that's nice. But then there's the Wednesday night crowd. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back. But we've got it good. Do you understand? We just collectively prayed to the God of the universe, and he heard us. And he cares. If he cares about those two stupid fat pigeons over there at the recycle yard, don't you think he cares about you and I? If he takes care of them and feeds them, and the next time I go there, they'll be there hopping around the floor, finding something to eat, probably the same two birds. If he keeps them going, he can keep me going. Amen? That's how good God is. Now, this verse, there's so much you can do with it, and yet it's so simple. In, that word in, where we are, what we're going through, what we see, what we endure, the trials that come into our life, the successes that we experience, the failures that we experience, the discouragement that we see, the encouragement that we see, in everything, give thanks. Amen. Folks, we've got it good. You know, I used to, when I was younger, I used to like to read books about tragedies, just out of fascination mostly. The Johnstown flood, used to live near there in Maryland. We drove right by there on the way to our youth camp in the summertime. And in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, a flood came through and killed thousands of people. The hurricane that hit Galveston, 8,000 people died in this hurricane in one night. And I used to like to read, just I guess out of fascination about that. And one time I was reading this book, and it said this. It said, and I agree with this, you cannot get satisfaction from somebody else's suffering. Sometimes we say, well, I don't have it as bad as somebody else has it, so I must be doing okay. Here's how you and I have it. We have it the way God gave it to us. Amen?
Amen.
God gave some people suffering. God gave Dan Ball, he took Dan Ball down a road that included a lot of suffering. I guarantee you, when you face the trials and the sufferings in life that God allows, as Job did, there's a reward for that.
Amen.
And when you're faithful in spite of the trials, there's a reward for that. In everything, give thanks. We find it so easy, obviously, to give thanks when things are going good. What about the phone call that's bad news? I might not thank God for the news, but I can thank God for who he is. I can thank God for what he can do, what he will do. It's hard for me to explain this to you, but when I was in Maryland, there were half a dozen times when I got what we would call really bad news. I think I told you this story probably. It was a Wednesday afternoon, pushing 5 o'clock. I was at my house. I was getting ready to go to church that night for the prayer meeting, and I got a phone call. And the phone call was from an attorney. And the attorney says, we're going to sue your church for $500,000. And the reason they were going to sue the church is because the former pastor's daughter had said that the former pastor had done some things, and I didn't know any of this at all. And so we're going to sue your church for $500,000. Now, listen to me. At that point in time, I knew that I had an enemy, right? And that he was trying to destroy or seriously injure our church. I also knew this. Folks, when you have an enemy, you have a God that can protect you from the enemy. And let me tell you how that works. Whether the enemy is just outside the door or whether the enemy is 1,000 miles away, you're just as safe, because our safety doesn't depend on where the enemy is. Our safety depends on where God is.
Amen?
Amen? You say, well, Pastor, the enemy is right outside the door. He's just called you on the phone. He's going to sue you for $500,000. You know, he may have changed, but God didn't change. The fact is, when the enemy comes along, that's when God can show himself strong, isn't it?
Amen.
So time and time again, I learned this in Maryland. When I got that phone call that I would think, oh, that's not good news. I can't even tell you the stories. They're so bad. But I'm thinking of one situation where I came back from a trip and bad, so-called bad news. And what I saw was this. God has a way of taking bad news and turning it into something great.
Amen.
Amen. In everything, give thanks. You say, I got a bad phone call. God's got something in mind. God's got a plan. Amen?
Amen.
See, the doctor didn't give me a good report. God's got something in mind. Young people tend to have things that they aspire to do in their life, and maybe God changes the direction of their life, or maybe as parents we wanted one thing for our children and God did something else. God's got something in mind. In everything, give thanks. Now look at this. It says for. Now that word for means because, or this is the reason for this. What does that word this mean? Now think about that. There's two possibilities. It could mean it's God's will for us to give thanks. Or it could mean it's God's will that we thank Him for everything. And I didn't say that right. That we thank Him for the things that are in our life. You see, I could say, Lord, thank you for that. Or I could just say it's God's will for me to be thankful. And you say, which one is it? It's really both. It's God's will for us to have an attitude of thankfulness towards Him. Today, probably, somebody here got some news and they didn't like that news. It was not the kind of news you were hoping to get. Probably somebody else here today, they got some news and you thought, wow, that's just what I was hoping to hear. In both cases, we can thank God.
Amen?
Amen? Say, Pastor, I don't know what God's doing. I know, but He does. Amen? And in the end, we go to, let me take you there, Romans chapter 8 goes right along with this. We probably don't quote this verse quite often enough. Go turn to Romans chapter 8. You believe the Bible, right?
Amen.
When God said it, that settles it.
Right.
Now, there's that word, and it's kind of funny. I was doing some study today, and I was looking at how many times the phrase everything in the Bible, everything is not one word, it's two words, every and thing. And that word, that phrase appears a lot, but there's the word things again in Romans 8:28. He says, we know that all things, what are things? You name it, events, trials, blessings, opposition, support, good things, bad things. He says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Want to love Him more, but we love Him. Amen?
Amen.
We love Him because He first loved us. We love Him because He sent His Son to die and pay for our sins. We love Him because He never leaves us or forsakes us. We love Him because of who He is and what He is and what He's prepared for us. And it doesn't matter what He really does for us. Simply who He is deserves to be loved. That's the first and greatest commandment, that we love Him. And He says, we know all things work together for good to them that love God. What things? All things. So if all things work together for good, that makes it easy for me to give thanks in everything, doesn't it? Amen?
Amen.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. We don't do that, do we? And do you know who that hurts? It hurts us. When you saw that situation and you thought, I really didn't think I wanted that to happen, or I really wish that hadn't happened, or that sure does look bad. Again, there are bad things. But God's got a way of taking bad things and making them work out really good for you and I. So when we see that bad thing, we need to remember God's got a use for that. Thank Him for who He is. Thank Him for what He's doing. And just keep on going. I was in the Army, and we used to go out and we would have these exercises. And what they would do is they would put you in a place where you were safe, and then they would shoot live ammunition at you. The one that was really interesting was they'd put you in a bunker and they'd shoot artillery rounds around you so you could know what artillery was like. And you think, I don't want to get shot at. It's okay to be shot at when God's protecting you, amen? You say, I don't want to have to go through hard things in my life. Folks, everyone goes through hard things in their life. The difference is, we have a God.
Amen.
And so what we can do, while other people go, oh, that's terrible, I hate that, I don't know what to do about that, what we can say is, Lord, I know you're in it, I know you got a use for it, I know you got a purpose in it, thank you for what you're doing. And guess what, folks, he is doing something. Read you a couple of verses and we'll be done. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says this, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Sometimes, you've done this, I've done this, something happened in your life and you said, oh, God's getting me back for what I did. You ever had that thought? Maybe. If you didn't, don't shake your head. God's getting me back. I did something and he's getting me back. Folks, God doesn't need to get us back. His mercy endures forever. Christ died to pay for our sins. Amen. He's not a vindictive God. No more than would the fathers here. A good father doesn't get even with his children. He teaches his children. Amen. There's no vindictiveness here. God's not a vindictive God. We give thanks for he is good. Psalm 30 in verse 12. He says, O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. And you will, won't you? 1,000 years from now, when all the answers are given and the situation is very clear, you'll be thanking God for what he did. I can't wait to be with him. Psalm 79:13, he says, so we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thanks forever. Here's what Job said. Job said this. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now that's Job exercising 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Even though he lost things, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. God's always good. Amen. We accept God's will. It's what's best for our life. We trust God in all that he does. We agree that God knows what is best for us. And we submit to whatever God places in our path. And if you will approach your life that way and the situations in your life that way. I was talking Tuesday to the staff about walking with God. Do we walk with God? You got to ask yourself that question. Am I walking with God? You remember when the disciples, I think that's a good picture there. The disciples were with Jesus for about three and a half years. Where he went, they went. What he did, they saw. Sometimes they got to help. Sometimes they got to do. Sometimes he sent them off and they did things and came back. But they walked with him. And if you had been there walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, several things would have happened. First of all, you'd have recognized something. As good as Jesus is, as good as God is, this world does not love him. This world is full of people that hate him. And I guarantee you, if the Lord Jesus Christ had come to our generation instead of that one, the same thing would have happened. It's the nature of man to reject God. It's the glory of God to draw man to himself. And if you were walking with Jesus, well, here's a couple of thoughts. If you had a question, you'd ask him, wouldn't you? Have you asked him anything today? The Bible says in James, says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Why wouldn't you ask God for wisdom? Amen? Maybe today, maybe you faced an obstacle or you faced a trial or a question you couldn't answer, some situation you didn't know how to deal with. Have you asked the Lord to help you today? Amen? I was telling the staff somewhere along the way, somebody, one of my favorite prayers is, Lord, help me. Need that all the time in any situation. Did anything good happen today? Maybe you got a blessing. Maybe you got some news that you like to hear. Maybe something happened that was pleasing to you. Did you thank God? Came from him, didn't it? Amen? When you walk with him, remember he's walking with you. He promised he'd never leave you or forsake you. Think about two people walking down the road, and one of them won't talk to the other one. I wonder why that would be. If you're walking with the Lord, you should be talking to Him. And if you're walking with the Lord, you should be listening to Him. And here's how you do that. Now, it will be true that as Christians, as we go through our life, there will be times when we make mistakes. There will be times when we don't do what we ought to do. There may be some times, sadly, when we get away from God for a while. I want you to know something. In those times, He's going to do some things that may not seem all that comfortable. He may do some things that are difficult for you, but what's He trying to do? He's trying to hurt you? No, He's trying to bring you back. Amen? In everything, give thanks. When you and I step into eternity and we look back on our life and you ask yourself, I wonder why God, today we ask ourselves, wonder why God did this or that. When you get to heaven, what you're going to find out is everything that God had in your life had a reason. Amen? Whatever it was. Pastor, why do I have the friends I have? Why do I go to the church I go to? Why do I have the job I have? Why do I have? Because God did it. Amen? In everything, give thanks. And if we give thanks in everything, then that means we're not complaining. Amen? That means we're not discouraged. We might be sad that certain things happen. I'm sad that somebody didn't get saved, for example. But even in that, I trust God. But most of all, if I'm thanking God, it changes the way I see things. It makes me a more content, a happier person. Amen? And God can do that if we'll thank Him for that. Let's all stand and pray.